From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The fallout has now begun from an incident in which nearly a dozen Secret Service agents, as well as members of the U.S. military, are being accused of hiring prostitutes during a recent presidential trip to Colombia. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the agency announced today that three Secret Service agents are leaving as the investigation into the incident picks up steam.
Right now, we're at a relatively early stage in the investigation. Eight additional Secret Service agents remain on leave, and they have no security clearance at this point, so they're not able to do meaningful work at the agency. Investigators are in Colombia right now trying to track down some of the women involved in this episode, and they're also giving interviews and polygraph tests to some of these agents who are under fire.
NPR's Kerry Johnson, the Secret Service and military personnel were in Colombia ahead of a visit by President Obama for the Summit of the Americas. The White House says it is carrying out an investigation into the conduct of U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan, depicted in photos printed today by the Los Angeles Times. According to White House spokesman Jay Carney, the conduct in the photos is reprehensible and does not reflect the standards of the military. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, emerging from a meeting in Brussels today, also spoke out against the pictures.
I've strongly condemned what we see in those photos, as has General Allen. That behavior that was depicted in those photos absolutely violates both our regulations and, more importantly, our core values.
Pictures published by the paper, despite objections from the military, show members of the 82nd Airborne posing with Afghan police holding the severed legs of a suicide bomber. America's oldest teenager has died. Dick Clark suffered a heart attack today at the age of 82. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Clark was the host of the TV show American Bandstand and the annual New Year's Eve telecast from Times Square.
Welcome aboard a Saturday afternoon American Bandstand with a very special salute today.
In the mid-1950s, Dick Clark became host of American Bandstand, and it was on that show for nearly 30 years, big stars like Buddy Holly, Michael Jackson, and Madonna made their television debuts. Dick Clark was born in Mount Vernon, New York. He started his career in radio. He had a clean-cut style on American Bandstand, even though his target audience was teenagers. He also hosted the TV show The 25,000 Pyramid. And for some 30 years, every December, Dick Clark was the host of ceremonies as Americans counted to midnight. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Federal regulators appear to be backing off somewhat on a plan aimed at overseeing firms that trade in complicated financial instruments known as derivatives. New rule would define which companies trading derivatives would be subject to stricter rules put forth in 2010 as part of an overhaul of financial laws. Stocks gave up some of their gains from yesterday's big run-up. The Dow was down 82 points to close at 13,032. The Nasdaq dropped 11 points. This is NPR. Another delay in terms of jury selection in the trial of baseball legend Roger Clemens. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are disagreeing over the scope of testimony in the case that a former Clemens teammate, Andy Pettitte, can provide. He's expected to say Clemens admitted to him that he used human growth hormone and that Pettitte will also say he tried it a few years later. The court has been narrowing the jury pool, which will eventually hear a Clemens retrial on charges that he lied to Congress when he denied using performance-enhancing drugs. Two African-American football players who say they showed up for a bachelor casting call in Nashville have filed a class-action suit against ABC today, alleging racial discrimination in the way the network casts the hit reality show. Owner Boudreaux of member station WKNO in Memphis reports.
Neither plaintiff made it very far in the bachelor casting process. Plaintiff Nathaniel Claybrook says he got to make a 360-degree turn. And plaintiff Christopher Johnson says 5 feet from the door, a show employee asked him what he was doing there. In the 10 years The Bachelor has been on the air, there's never been a person of color in the lead bachelor role. But African-American sportscaster Lamar Hurd is in the running for the upcoming season. When asked about Hurd, the plaintiff's lawyer said they'll monitor developments. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Boudreaux in Memphis.
A retired Illinois couple today came forward as the third group of winners of last month's record $656 million Mega Millions jackpot. Illinois lottery officials introduced the couple Merle and Patricia Butler at a ceremony in their hometown of Red Bud, where they bought their winning ticket. The couple chose to accept the prize as a lump sum payment of $111 million after taxes. The other two winners have not been made public. The couple say they purchased the ticket at a nearby convenience store. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.